I have two questions, and I will talk, you know, on those areas. The first one is, what is the greatest gift you have ever received? When Christmas comes, we all are excited, especially kids, my children. I have three little ones. They are excited about their gift, what they're going to get. So what is the greatest gift you have ever received? What is the greatest gift that we have ever received? The second one, what is the best gift you can give in the year 2019? So I will have some PowerPoints here. You will see the Bible verses. So I know we are praying, we are worshiping together. Can I pray with you guys for myself? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, what a good Lord you are. What a loving Lord you are. Father, thank you. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for your goodness. Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for Mercy Church. Thank you for their commitment to you. Thank you for their love to you. Father, now we ask you in the name of Jesus, we pray, Father, please manifest your power. Father, please speak your word to each and every one of us. Lord, I ask you to give me grace to speak your word clearly. Father, use me for your glory. We thank you, we love you, we adore you. Thank you, Jesus. We pray this in your name. Amen. So, what is the greatest gift you have ever received? So, as we all know, God is good. Amen. God is good. God is generous. He gives many gifts, and he gave us lots of gifts. We can't count what he gave us. We can't count. He is good. He is loving. He is generous, God. I am here because he is good. We are here this morning. We are at the last Sunday of 2018 at Mercy Church. Praise God for that. God gave us lots of gifts because he is good. You know, we can count. God gave us January, February, March, April, May. All those are God's gifts. We don't own them. We have them because he's good. We have them because he gave us. God gave us peaceful country because God is good. God gave us walls. God gave us jobs. And everything what we have received from him. Because he is good. Because he is good. God gave many gifts to human beings. But his well planned and greatest gift ever reached to us through the young lady Mary by the power of the Holy Spirit. His greatest gift reached to us and to you through a young lady. Very young lady. She is not from the very rich family. You know, when Jesus was born, he was born where? In the manger. Let me ask you this question. Do you say for someone, oh, I have a manger? You can use that? We don't say that. Unless we think, you know, this man's life is not better than that. We don't say that. Everyone knows she's from poor family because we can't give. I will say, I have no place for you. I will not offer manger.
Jesus came from very poor family. Very poor family. God gave his greatest gift. Unexpected way from the very poor lady, from very poor family, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. By the power of the Holy Spirit, God gave his greatest gift. You know, as we know, the very first prophecy was Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. God gave his promise to the fallen humans right at the fall for Adam and Eve. Right there, when they fall, God said, here is my promise. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offsprings and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. God gave us that promise that he is going to send his son, Jesus Christ, to crush the evil one. To crush the evil one. To set free human beings. God gave that great promise. But the long-awaited God's promise came to fulfillment. The Word became flesh. Hallelujah. The Word became flesh. The long-awaited God's promise, Jesus, came. Galatians 4:4-5, here it says, but when the said time had fully come, God sent his son. But when the said time had fully come, God waited until the time fully comes. But when the said time fully comes, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law. Why? To redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. God sent his son. My brothers and sisters, God sent his son, Jesus Christ, when the said time had come, fully from a young lady by the power of the Holy Spirit. By the power of the Holy Spirit. You know what the angel said on Luke 1:35 to Mary? She said, how can this be happen? I am a virgin. Then she said, what does she mean? I cannot do it. Then the Holy Spirit said, you know, the angel said, it is not your job. What I want from you is to say yes. It is not your job. The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Amen. Yeah, Mary, I know you. You cannot do it. You are a virgin. You cannot do it, but the Holy Spirit will come upon you. I will come later. Sometimes we say, God, how can I do this? It is impossible. What the Bible said, the thing that is impossible for man, it is possible for God. Mercy, it is possible. For the Holy Spirit, it is possible for God to use mercy to reach Sioux Falls. It is possible. It is possible. Mary said, how can this be happen? I am a virgin. It is not because who we are. It is not because who you are. It is just because who he is. It's just because who he is. Mercy, this is the good news this morning. It is not your job. The Holy Spirit will come. It is not my job. It is not my job. That's what Mary said. And the angel said, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. I love what she said. I didn't prepare to say that, but let me say it this way. Mary said at the end, "Here I am." Amen. Mercy, can you say "Here I am" to the Holy Spirit? Amen. Here I am. Here I am. Use me. Here I am. That's what Mary said. Here I am. Here I am. If you want to use me, here I am. That is what God expected from us. I am not the one who do. He is the one. He is the one. Jesus is the best gift God has ever gave and we have ever received. Jesus is the best gift God has ever given. The best gift. I tell you, he cannot give you more than that anymore. Amen. He cannot give you more than that. He already gave you. Jesus is the best gift. You have already received it. You have it in your life. Jesus is the best gift God has ever gave and we have ever received. He is the best gift. God loved his son. He loved him. He loved him. And God treasured everything what he has in his son. Let me say this. Please hear me again. God loved his son and treasured everything what he has in his son, Jesus our Savior. Everything what God has is in Jesus. God treasured him. If you have Jesus, you have everything. God will not give us anything without Jesus. Everything is in Jesus. In fact, there is one verse from Romans. Let me read this. Romans 8:32. He who didn't spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Have you heard of me? Let me read it. He who didn't spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him, who is him? Jesus. Along with Jesus, graciously give us all things. He will give us all things, but with Jesus. Because he treasured everything what he has in Christ. Every goodness God has is in Christ. In Christ. That's what the Bible said. Ephesians chapter 1, we all know that God blessed us with every spiritual blessings in Christ. In Christ. When God bless you, he will bless you in Christ. When God give you, he will give you in Christ and alone Christ. Already we have received the greatest gift. Let me say this. In $100 bill, there is $1, right? There is $10 in it. There is $50 in it. There is $75 in it. Because it is $100. All are in it. All God's gift is in it. Christ. When he gave us Christ, he gave us everything. There is a verse on Colossians 2, 1, 2, 3, but I will read verse 3. They may know the mystery of God, namely Christ. They may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. In whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. God treasured him. God treasured everything in him. In him. That Jesus, the one God treasured him, he gave us. That Jesus we have in our life. John 3:16, we all know this verse very well. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Having Jesus is having eternal life. Praise the Lord. Having Jesus is having eternal life. When we have him, we have eternal life. We have eternal life. When we have him, we have everything. All God's blessing is in Jesus. God gave us that Jesus. And we have that Jesus. We have that Jesus. He is the greatest gift we have ever received. We have ever received. He is the joy of our life. That's why Apostle Paul said, while he was in prison, Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. He was in prison, but he said, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. You have him. Rejoice in the Lord. You have him. I might not have. I'm from Ethiopia, from one of the poorest countries in the world. I tell you, there are peoples who have nothing. Who has nothing. Even when you compare with other Ethiopians there are kids and people, they have nothing. Amazingly, you see their overflow joy because they have Jesus. I remember one time I was going to very rural area part of Ethiopia for gospel mission, and it was rainy season. When I was, you know, there was no car, you know, in that region, because there was no road. So I was just hiking, walking to that place. And I heard joyful song from some unfinished building. There was rain. And I said, what is that? I went there and I found a homeless man whose life is changed by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Joyfully, he sings to the Lord. Praise the Lord. I remember that man still now. Because he has Jesus. When we have him, my brothers and sisters, we have everything. We have joy. Jesus is our joy. He is the Prince of Peace. God treasured his son Jesus. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 says this. Maybe I'm not going with my PowerPoints. Sorry, Blake. So my wife said, you know, you know, sometimes she interprets when I preach, and she said, you are not good, because I cannot wait for her, you know, until she interprets. So Isaiah 9 6 said, for to us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. For whom? For whom? Us. For us. For us. For to us, a child is born. He was born to you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus was born to you. me, to you, a child is born to us. And he is given, a son is given to whom? To us. To us. Remember that when we celebrate the birth of Jesus, we are celebrating the person who brings life into our light, into our life. Who brings light into our darkness. He was born to me. To us. To us. To us. So I want you to say this when you go home. Jesus was born to me. It is personal. It is personal. It is. It is. It is personal. For to us a child is born. To us a son is given. A son is given to us, to you. Praise the Lord. What a generous God we have. He has one son. He has one son. He gave us. Then Jesus came. He died. He has finished everything over the cross. Then God gave him the highest place, as we say Ephesians chapter 1. And he sat right God's throne. Then God said, again, I will give you. He gave us the baby Jesus. He gave us the resurrected Jesus. We have him. We have him. Ephesians 1, 20-23. And he put all things under his feet. All things under his feet. And gave him. Again. First he gave us. Then after resurrection, God put all things under his feet. Then that Jesus, God gave him to the church. To you. You have the resurrected Lord. He is a gift to you from God. He's a gift to me. Gave him as a head over all things to the church. Who is the church? Us. We are the church. God gave the resurrected Jesus to the church. Mercy Church. You have him. You have the resurrected Lord. You have him. Mercy. The gift we have received is the best gift ever. God treasured all wisdoms, knowledge in him. And God put everything under his feet. That is the Jesus we have received. That is the Jesus we have been given. Let us make the year 2019. Let us make it. We go deep into this Jesus. Let us desire to know him more, to love him more, to understand him more. He is beyond our understanding. He is beyond our understanding. I don't know him. I know him, but I don't know him. He's deep. He is Lord of Lords. He is amazing. He is wonderful. He is great. Let us kneel down before him. Lord Jesus, I want to know you. Help me to grow into the knowledge of you. Lord, let me know you. Reveal yourself to me. I know mercy, you know him. I know you know him. I know you love him. I know you gave your life to him. But he is beyond that. But he is beyond that. He is beyond that. He is beyond our understanding. He's amazing. He's available. Let us seek him. Let us go deep in him. By studying the word, by praying, by being active in God's house, in the church. Let us know him more. 2019, let us say, here is the one thing that I want to do, to know him more. You know, Apostle Paul, he knows Jesus. He knows Jesus. But one time, he said this, Philippians chapter 3. Sorry, I didn't put it on my PowerPoint. Verse 7. These things were my assets, but I wrote them off as a loss for the sake of Christ. But even beyond that, I consider everything a loss in comparison with the superior value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. I have lost everything for him, but what I lost I think of as pure trash, so that I might gain Christ and found in him. In Christ I have righteousness that is not my own, and that doesn't come from the law, but rather from the faithfulness of Christ. It is the righteousness of God that is based on faith, the righteousness that I have come from knowing Christ, the power of his resurrection, and the participation in his sufferings. It includes being confirmed to his death, so that I may perhaps reach the goal of the resurrection of the dead. This is Apostle Paul's desire, to know him more. To know him more. He knew Jesus, but his desire is to know him more. To know him more. To go deep in Jesus. In Jesus, to know him more. Mercy, let us say this. 2019, I want the year of knowing Jesus to be the year of knowing Jesus. To go deep in him. To go deep in Jesus. Yes, he's also the greatest gift we can give to our family, to our neighbors, and to the world. Jesus is the greatest gift we have ever received. And he's also the greatest gift that can make a big difference into people's life. I have witnessed that. He changed my life. I am a witness for that. And I have witnessed many people that Jesus changed their life. He is the greatest gift you have that you can give. Mercy, let us make a decision. This 2019. Let us go to our neighbors. Let us go to our neighbors. Let me bring this challenge forward to you. Let us go to our neighbors and invite them. If they don't come next Sunday, let us go the other Sunday. If they don't come, let us go. Be persistent. I know this is America. In America, the very main thing that we don't want to touch is people's privacy, right? That's true, right? We don't want to go to people's privacy. Brothers and sisters, there is no privacy while I am seeing them going to hell. Seriously? No! If you see someone, Stacy, if you see someone is going to the highway just to kill himself or herself, and if you tell to that person, stop, if that person didn't stop, what do you do? Do you let him to go, or you will try to hold him? It is the same. If they don't like it, one day they will say thank you. One day they will say thank you. Let us go to our neighbors. Let us email. Let us call to people. Let us tell them, Jesus loves you. Maybe you said, I have never changed anyone's life. Yeah, it is impossible to you, right? It is impossible to me to bring one people to church or to Christ. I tell you this, it is impossible to you, but it is possible to God. It is possible to Him. It is possible to Him. It is possible to the Holy Spirit, Mercy Church. It is possible to Him. It's not me, it is Him. It is Him. It is Him. Let us give them the greatest gift we have. You have it? And give it, please. Jesus said over the cross, it is finished. He finished everything what is necessary for our salvation. But He entrusted us. He entrusted the church for the distribution of salvation. He finished everything over the cross. After He finished our salvation, He left. He gave us the Holy Spirit and He entrusted us. Now it is on our hand. He didn't stay. Even He didn't give that responsibility to the angels to tell to your neighbor. Acts chapter 8, we all know Cornelius. The angel came to him and the angel didn't tell him the gospel. He told him, send someone to Peter. He will tell you. It is on Peter's hand, not the angel's hand. It is on your hand, not the angel's hand. Yeah, Jesus has finished everything. He said it is finished, but the distribution is on your hand, on my hand. Let us tell them to go to church. Let us tell them about Jesus. Mercy, let us live intentional life to live for Christ. The Son of God became flesh. The Son of God became the Son of Man to make us sons and daughters of God, to make us children of God. Mercy, now let us extend His love to the world. It is in our hand now. Jesus has finished everything. It is in my hand now. May God bless you. May God help me and may God help you. Amen.